Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Ema McCarthy. Sporting a bright red, wide-brimmed hat, familiarly known in Rome as a cappello romano, Pope Benedict XVI was shaded from the sizzling morning sun as he weaved his way around the throngs of pilgrims and visitors to St. Peter's Square, cheerfully waving to them from the back of his Popemobile. Many of those present in the sweltering heat this Wednesday for the Pope's audience were wearing clerical collars, just some of the 9,700 accredited priests who have answered the Holy Father's call to come celebrate the close of the year for priests with him this Friday. But on Wednesday, the Pope's thoughts were still drawn towards the East and the Christian communities of the Holy Land as he retraced the steps of his recent voyage to Cyprus.
Dear brothers and sisters, in my apostolic journey to Cyprus this past week, I walked in the footsteps of Saints Paul and Barnabas, who first brought the gospel to that island, and visited the small but lively Catholic communities of the island.
In comments in Italian, the Pope revealed that his visit was successful because it had achieved its three main goals: strengthen the faith of Catholic communities in the region, encourage them to pursue the path towards full unity among Christians, especially with our Orthodox brethren, and embrace all peoples in the Middle East and bless them in the name of the Lord, asking God for the gift of peace.
In my celebrations with the Maronite and Latin Catholic communities, I witnessed their strong faith and traditions, and the vitality of their educational and charitable institutions. In Cyprus and throughout the Middle East, Christians are called to overcome divisions and to persevere in their witness to the gospel in those lands.
But the clear highlight of the trip, confided the Pope, was the delivery of the Synod Instrumentum Laboris at Mass in Nicosia on Sunday, where, he recalled, we prayed for the soul of the late Bishop Luigi Padovese, whose sudden and tragic death has left us saddened and dismayed. Pope Benedict XVI concluded his audience reflections by looking forward to the October Synod for the Middle East, which he said will be accompanied by the prayerful affection of the entire Church, in whose heart the Middle East occupies a special place. The Pope augured that the gathering will also draw the attention of other global protagonists, especially among those in public life, that they may ceaselessly work so the region can overcome situations of conflict and suffering that still afflict it, and finally find peace in justice.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.